triad is it's all across the entire nation. There's Virginia Triad, and it kind of gets broken up by localities. So Stafford, Spotsylvania, and Fredericksburg, we form what we call a triad. And what it is, it's just a combination, a triad of three components of law enforcement, our adult seniors in the communities, and then our support services like, you know, APS, DSS, social services, and other organizations, Mary Wash, a ton, coming together and reducing the crime and the crime rate and all the factors that affect our senior adults. So we get together and we literally sit down and we talk with our senior adults, we talk with all those organizations, and we just go, hey, what can we do to help our seniors with everything from you know, scams and everything that goes on with those down to just what crimes target our seniors? And we culminate that every year with a senior expo where we bring resources, we bring vendors, exhibitors that focus on different components of supporting our seniors, bring some food, bring some kind of fun stuff, handouts, goodies, and it's just a free event for seniors. Just if they're not doing anything on a Saturday and want to swing by, they get to engage with us, talk with us, ask us questions, and then, I mean, we usually have like 20 or 30 some tables set up with everything from like medical insurance assistance, all the way down to financial insurance, all the way down to just things in the community you can do and get it plugged in with.
Get them information, get them resources, things that they're worried about, ask, let them ask questions. I mean, these events are great because they can bring anything, just about anything, and we can try and resolve it. And if we don't have an answer, we can probably find one.
Yeah, so. And it's a safe space for a lot of seniors who are kind of nervous to ask questions, especially like scams and things like that, that they might feel embarrassed or they might feel nervous that their kids are going to be concerned if they, you know, kind of have a issue with a scam going on. And it's a place where they can come ask us anything, knowing that, hey, we're not going to run to your family and be like, did you know they didn't know about this scam? They didn't know about this.
Yeah.
So it's a nice environment that you can come to as a senior and just get everything that you're worried about or concerned about going on in your world.
Boy, the scams are everywhere. They're everywhere, but senior citizens especially are susceptible. I know to they're not only targeted, but just falling for some of these things, and they've gotten to be so high tech they are hard to.
It scares them.
All ages are falling for it, but senior citizens have a lot more to lose in some cases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they get targeted more often than not just because of the demographic of, you know, either their age or just their familiarity with technology, knowing that that is a vulnerability, that it is a struggle. So scammers, I mean, they get these scripts. Their psychology scripts. It's like, you know, the old Hoover vacuum would come to your house, pour dirt on your carpet, and be like, "Hugh, I have a fantastic product that'll be great for your carpet." They got those scripts. They were written by psychologists. So they learned those scripts and they would repeat it, and it would just be triggering emotions like, you know, joy, elation. Oh, the dirt's gone. Scammers do the same thing.
Yeah.
And so they have ones that target young victims, and they have ones that target senior, older victims, and they play off a lot of fears that the older generations have, and they play off a lot of the emotions of the older generations. Loneliness is the biggest one.
Yeah.
Our romance scams for seniors is through the roof of just knowing that there's seniors that are, you know, have lost a loved one or lost a spouse, or and they're on their own, or they just, you know, don't have much connection with their family, and they're on this island, and people are like, oh, we have something that we can offer, and, you know, that's how it happens. And we have a lot of those scams, and it all focuses on seniors.
A week doesn't go by when either Stafford or Spotsylvania on Facebook are running something about a scam.
Oh,
it's either happened or they're happening all the time. And I mean, it seems like the most popular one right now seems to be the court ones of where, you know, you haven't shown up for jury duty, or you have a...
You missed jury duty. You have a capias out. We're going to come arrest you right now.
Yeah.
Or they have a kid or a grandkid that's
yes.
you know, hey, I have them locked up. If you don't send me gift cards, money, you know,
they're
going to be held. Yep. These are not true. That is not how the court system works. So there's a lot of scams on that. And the dating, like he said, a lot of people, they're lonely. So they'll get in contact and they're getting catfished all day long. And so it's, hey, send me this amount of money and, you know, I'll fly to see you, or I'll come see you. Or it happens a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, and they'll call in, and it's sad. It's very sad. So education is very important.
I know a few years ago, me and my mother was getting calls of, and it was, you know, hey, hi, Grandma, I need money.
Yep.
Now, she recognized that the voice wasn't, but she said the voice, it took her a second to realize that. That's the other thing, the whole whole voice AI. Technology thing.
AI is around, and it's making it tougher and tougher, so.
Well, now deepfake technology, you can actually put a camera in front of you, and it'll cover your face and make you look like someone or look like a certain individual. So now it's even getting like FaceTime. It's getting, you know, things you used to be able to rely on. But yeah, the voice modulation technology is getting crazier and crazier. And that's something we try to do with Triad, is that that's a big focus of ours, is, like you said, getting that information out there. Because if you don't talk about scams, you don't really, you know how to, because there's no way to really prevent scams. You can't just block every unknown number because they're just relentless.
Yeah.
But we all, you know, if I say, hey, your vehicle's warranty is expiring, everyone laughs because everyone knows that's a scam.
Because you've talked about it. Yeah,
the only way to do it is to talk about it and share it. And I hate to say it, our senior adults kind of get left out of a lot of conversations. You know, we have talks for kids in schools. We have talks for parents in schools. We have talks for adults and elders. We have docs in the career and the jobs. We have all these educations that we do in neighborhoods, Neighborhood Watch. But when it comes to seniors, unless a certain, like, Harmony Falls Run or a certain adult living facility asks us to come out, we don't get a lot of that. The only time we really get our seniors is when they go places together, usually at events and things like that. So to get this information out, we have to go where the seniors are or get them to come out to us. And that's part of the expo, and that's part of what Triad does, is just try to get that information out.
And that's a great thing about
and
this.
And getting that general information of, if you have a question, here's who you can contact to get the real answer. You know, we can't answer everything in one event for somebody that's, you know, new to all of this information, but we have handouts that we're going to be sending home with people. They can always ask. Families are welcome to come, take information home. But as well, you know, being able to reach out, it will have all three of our jurisdictions' information, who to reach out to, phone numbers, and then that way if something new does pop up, because it's inevitably going to pop up, they're going to find something new. So having those resources of who to contact with these questions is paramount.
I guess one of the things, especially for scams, for anybody, but especially for senior citizens, if you've got questions about something, it's probably not a bad idea just to hang up and call the sheriff's office and say, absolutely, I'm getting a call on this. And in most cases, it's not going to be. You'll be able to say, yeah, it's not true. Because the other thing is, a lot of times they spoof the phone number. So you can look at the phone number and say, oh, this is from the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office. Yep. And it's really not.
Here's the secret. If the sheriff's office, Spotsy, Stafford, or Fred PD calls you and you don't think it's us, you can hang up on us. It's not a crime to hang up on the police. In fact, if someone's saying, hey, we're coming to arrest you, or you need to pay us gift cards to get out of this arrest, please hang up on them and then call the actual number, because that's how you get around spoofing. Is even though the number on your caller ID might say, you know, Spotsy, Stafford, sheriff's office, you call the number back, because once you call that number, it actually goes to the true number on it. And we say that about scams. Don't engage. Don't reply back to an email. Don't call the phone number they give you. If your bank is like, oh, here's an email, you have fraudulent activity, call this number, don't call that number. Go online, go to your bank's customer service page, and call that number yourself. But never reply back to it or engage it. Always get your own numbers and make your own calls. Because, it's crazy out here with the spoofing.
And under no circumstances are you ever going to either – your offices are not going to be calling and demanding money or gift cards or those kinds of things.
No. Yeah, that's not how – the same, not just with us, but the IRS, you know, all the federal agencies. No one's ever going to be like, hey, you have outstanding taxes. Give us gift cards to pay it off or we're going to come arrest you. The IRS will send you 1,000 notices in mail before they even ever touch base on anything. But yeah, no legitimate like law enforcement organization will ever be, hey, if you want to avoid arrest, give us money. That's not how it works.